The Nobel Peace Prize was jointly awarded Friday to former U.S. Vice President Al Gore and the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change for their efforts to raise awareness about the urgent need to intervene to slow global warming. The panel is credited with forging a global consensus, blaming mankind's activities for climate change. Well, the Nobel Committee said Al Gore, who has lectured extensively on the threat of global warming and produced the Oscar-winning documentary film An Inconvenient Truth, is probably the single individual who has done most to create greater worldwide understanding of the measures that need to be adopted. But Monsignor James Reinert of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace expressed surprise over this year's award. He spoke to Susie Hodges.
I guess my first reaction is surprise, but then once you give it some thought, it seems like this is the direction that the committee was going to go. It seems that this is the hot issue right now. Unfortunately, there are so many other things going on in the world, and for me, in a way, it not tarnishes, but I think it takes away from the prize, from the real spirit of what the Nobel Peace Prize means to me and probably means to a lot of other people.
When you say it tarnishes, in a way, the award, is this because you see this as too much of a political choice?
I'm not sure if I'm looking at it as a political choice, a move in that direction. But what I do see is, if you look back on the last several years, 10 years maybe, and see some of the people who have received the award, and I have to say that there's a precedence for this. The lady 3 years ago from Kenya who won the award was working for the environment, protection of the environment for her village, for her town, for her people. But at the same time, I see her working on the ground. She was in the community. She was working, doing something concrete. And now, just in the last few days, we've had all of the news coming out of Myanmar, out of Burma, and how many people there have been working tirelessly for so many years on trying to bring some stability and peace and bring the recognition of human rights into their country, back into their country. I see the awarding now, the 2007 award, is as really taking away from the work of people who are really truly working for making people's lives better, for the promotion of human rights, for the recognition of human dignity.
There is, however, a precedent in a way, because there was the former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, who was awarded the prize in 2002. And as you say, sometimes it does seem to be activists, grassroots activists on the ground, but other times it is, key political leaders.
Most certainly. Kofi Annan, the United Nations, won the award in 2001. We can go look back numbers of years, Yasser Arafat and Shimon Peres and Yitzhak Rabin won the award, Nelson Mandela, Gorbachev won 1 year. It's also surprising to look and see that there are some years that the award isn't awarded, that the prize is put aside for a year. I don't know whether that's because they couldn't find a noteworthy candidate for the award or for some other reason. There are different organizations that have won. There are different people in all kinds of backgrounds. I look especially at last year's winner, Mohamed Yunus. The great work that he's doing, making the lives of the community better in his projects. What has Al Gore done to make people's lives better besides make a movie?
It's not just him who's won it, though, of course.
It
is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
Yeah.
And this panel is apparently being praised for its ability to forge a global consensus on, shall we say, one of the most debated issues in the world, climate change. What kind of impact, in fact, on the whole issue of climate change is this award going to have?
I don't know. I don't know how much more attention the Intergovernmental Panel is going to receive because of this. Yes, there will be media attention now within the next few days, in the next few weeks, and whatever it might be following the when the award is actually presented. But I'm just wondering, are we to the saturation point right now with the whole issue? And that's not saying that I don't agree with it, but we're being bombarded with it every day, it seems, and this just seems to be another brick in the wall.
Do you think, though, that in any way there is some kind of ethical thread running through this award, despite, as you say, some of the surprising elements of it?
Yes. The committee must have seen that this is an important issue. It's important enough to give the award to the IPCC and to Mr. Gore. They see that the whole issue of climate change is something that has to be addressed. Whether you agree or disagree with the work of the IPCC and the reports that have come out, whether you agree with Mr. Gore and the work that he does for climate change and building awareness, that's one argument. But for me, personally, I think that there could have been a better choice. Who that would have been, I don't know. And I honestly don't even know who the other candidates, who else is being considered, whether or not there's a group of people or whatever it might be that that these were chosen from. I don't know how the system works, but I just think with so many other things going on in the world right now, that they could have found a better choice for the award.
Coming back to the choice of Al Gore, of course, there's the U.S. presidential race coming up. Could that also be seen in some way as trying to influence that, although he's not directly a candidate? He was, after all, former vice president.
I don't think that has a bearing on it. It just happens that it comes out now. We're a whole year from the election in the United States. I don't think that anyone had that kind of a motive, and I don't think that this is going to be something that would, if he would choose to run or if it would become more political than it is, that would have a great deal of influence. He won the Academy Award for the documentary this last spring, and so the notoriety just keeps building.
Monsignor James Reinert is an official at the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace.